Dalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namasheshtam Manamapi Sachi Putram Matra Sarupam Rupam Dasya Grajam Rupurim Maturim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivadam Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yashipatita Kripaya Shigurum Tamnatosmi Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachi Adileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Hridoya Dariya Bola Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Sehoyamara Pranare Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Sehoyamara Pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yashaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Premabhidana Paramapumarta Tasmai Jaganmangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavirapi Gopala Svikuryat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Risheyustat Priya Janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunath Apta Brajabalabha Pahima Nilachala Nibasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam Jagannathaya Te Namaha Kadachit Kalindita Tavipina Sangita Karavo Mudabiri Narivadana Kamala Svada Madupa Rama Shambhu Brahma Marapati Ganesh Archita Pado Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Bolo Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Vancha Kopatadubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we want to thank everyone very much for coming tonight. I know many of you are hardworking people, and you're taking some time off to come this evening. We appreciate that very much. Thank you. Usually I like to say something about the song. Every one of these songs, there's many purports to each line. But we had some English translation there. I hope you could understand what we were singing. Because our topic tonight is a very big topic, I'd like to have every minute I can for it. They asked us to speak something this evening about the position of Jagannath Puri Dham. This is one of my favorite topics. Actually, we, with the blessings of the devotees, we hope to make a book about this called The Esoteric Significance of Jagannath Puri Dham, based on research we've been doing for the last 20 years. A very interesting subject matter. We've been giving lectures on this for many years, and usually we like to take 5 to 7 days for about 3 hours each talk to be able to express what we're going to try to do in the next 45 minutes. So you might want to fasten your safety belts. We'll have to go a little bit quick. And I'm a little unhappy because I'm afraid you won't be able to understand everything very deeply. There's a reason why we build up on things so that you can understand as we progress. If you make a big building, you have to start with a sound foundation. So this is a very, very big subject matter. What is Jagannath Puri Dham? What is it like? Each different dham has a special vishesh, a special quality to it. Vrindavan Dham is Madhurja Moya Dham. It's a place of great sweetness. Navadvip Dham is Udharja Moya Dham. It's a place of great munificence. So then what is Jagannath Puri? What do you think? Does anybody have any idea? Has anybody here been to Jagannath Puri before? Please raise your hand. Okay, so many of you have been there. You must have some idea about it. What is Jagannath Puri like? Could someone say? That's very interesting. Maybe everyone's just afraid to say something. They'll say the wrong thing. You can't say the wrong thing. It's okay. In the Skanda Purana, it said, Rahasyam etat paramam vishnu sthanam anuttamam. This place is a very secret place. It's a very confidential place. There are many names for Jagannath Puri Dham. It's known as Dasavatar Ketra, or the place of the 10 avatars. It's known as Uchista Ketra, the place of remnants, because it's a place of Mahaprasad. It's known as Guya Ketra, a very hidden place. Sometimes it's called Gupta Dham, a hidden Dham. Or Durlabha Ketra is another name for it. Durlabha Ketra means a place which is very, very difficult to enter into. It's also called Yamanaika Ketra, the place where Yamaraj has no business. You can't enter into that place. That place is described as Paramapavana, supremely purifying. But what is that place? Why are Gaudiya Vaishnavas interested in that place? What is the nature of that place? If we want to understand a Dham, then we have to understand the Ishtadev of the Dham. Who is the Ishtadev of Jagannath Puri? I hope you know that. It's Lord Jagannath. So who is Lord Jagannath? Don't whisper. Raise your hand. Who can say, who is Lord Jagannath? He's what? The Lord of the universe. That's a very safe answer. He's Jagannath. Jagadish, the Lord of the universe. Okay. Is he Krishna? Or is he Narayan? Or is he Dwarkadish? Is he Vrindavan Bihari Krishna? Or is he Dwarkadish Krishna? What would you say? He says Vrindavan Bihari. Oh. Kotai Radha. Where's Radharani? If he's Vrindavan Bihari, really Vrindavan Bihari, we have Vrindavan Bihari here in the form of Radhanath. And Radharani is standing right next to him. Radharani is never separate from Krishna. Especially Vrindavan Krishna. Dwarkadish Krishna, we don't see Radharani there. So where is Radha? I shouldn't start on this. This is a separate subject I don't intend on speaking about tonight. But I'll say this much. We wrote a magazine about this. We made an article establishing that Radharani is there. And something many scholars came to me later on, they were very astonished. They said, nobody's even asked this question, much less tried to address this question. And we did it with a lot of pramana, a lot of evidence. But it's a big subject. We may be able to touch on something of it at the end of this talk tonight. Many people will say many different things. Some people, our acharyas, they say that Vrindavan Dham has appeared in Kali Yuga as Navadvipa Dham. Krishna left Vrindavan. Isn't that right? Will anybody say anything about that? Did Krishna leave Vrindavan? Are these tricky questions? I read in Krishna book, Akrura came and took Krishna away from Vrindavan. Krishna left Vrindavan. Is that a fact? Raise your hand, make a comment. Can someone say? Mataji, speak loudly. Yes and no. You must be a Gaudiya Vaishnava. They're very tricky people. How yes and how no?
Yes, he did leave to go to Gaurika, but no, he remained in the mind of the gopis.
Achha. He remained in the heart of the gopis. Very nice answer. That's a very esoteric subject matter. Sometimes we give a seminar called Krishna Never Leaves Vrindavan. We give four different explanations from our acharyas how it is that Krishna stayed in Vrindavan. Because it said, Vrindavana Parityaga Padikam Nagacchati. Krishna never takes even one step out of Vrindavan. But we read in Krishna book, maybe Prabhupada made a mistake, that Akrura took Krishna away. Mataji, you're wrong. Prabhupada wrote in Krishna book, I read it there, Akrura came and took Krishna away. So what do you say about that? Do you disagree with Srila Prabhupada? Huh? He left. Okay, does anybody else have any other thoughts, any other answers on this? Prabhupada says something else. In his commentary in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, he gives another answer. Maybe some of you have read that. You should read that. Where was Krishna born? We'll ask that question. In Mathura. Wrong. But it says in Krishna book, but Srila Prabhupada in his commentary in the 10th canto says something else. He says that it was Vasudev Krishna whose avirbhav, whose appearance was in the prison of Kamsa in Mathura. And that Krishna was directly born as the son of Yashoda in Gokul. And there's proof in the Bhagavatam. It states that the Jatakarma Sangskara, this is also stated in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, was performed by Nanda Maharaj after Krishna's birth in Gokul. Part of that Jatakarma Sangskara is they cut the umbilical cord. It's pretty good evidence. Now, unless Krishna's umbilical cord was really long and went all the way across the Jamuna River to Mathura, it's strong evidence that Krishna is actually the son of Yashoda. But what's going on? We've always heard that Krishna was born in the prison house. He wasn't born. Yes, Devaki would have had a very difficult birth. To give birth to someone with four hands, with a helmet, and a Sudarshan Chakra, and a club. And for those ladies who've had babies before, could you imagine? My God. So he appeared in the prison house there. But Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Baladi Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, many of our acharyas, they've commented that Krishna took birth at the same time, his Janma Leela, not Avirbhav. There's a difference between Avirbhav and Janma. Avirbhav means there's a puff of smoke and Lord Vishnu appears in the middle of the room. It's a big surprise. Everybody hits the deck to offer obeisances. But when there's a Janma, when there's a baby born and the baby starts crying, nobody's offering obeisances. It's very, very sweet. That's Krishna's Gokul Leela. So, who appeared in Mathura? It was Vasudev Krishna. And Harivamsa Purana describes this. And that Vasudev took Vasudev across the Jamuna River, and Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu says that Mother Yashoda had given birth to twins, a baby boy and a baby girl. And that when Vasudev came over with the baby, Vasudev, by the potency of Yoga Maya, he only saw the baby girl. And he placed that baby boy on the bed next to Mother Yashoda, and the baby child entered into the body of Nandanandan Swayamrup Govinda, the original Krishna. And for 16 years, some acharyas say different things, let's just say 16 years, that Vasudev Krishna was in the body of Nandanandan Krishna. And it was he who killed all the demons. Whenever there was some demon to be killed, then that Vasudev Krishna, he would do that. It wasn't Krishna who did that. And when Krishna left Vrindavan, our acharyas say, he didn't leave. Mataji's correct. He stayed in Vrindavan. Where he stayed, that's a big discussion. But Akura took Vasudev Krishna away. And Nandanandan Krishna stayed in Vrindavan. Now some people say that same Vrindavan, our acharyas say, that same Vrindavan has appeared in Kali Yuga as Navadvip Dham. And that same Krishna, who's the son of Mother Yashoda, has taken birth as a son of Mother Sachi. And some people say that just as Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, so also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never leaves Navadvip in Mayapur. But it's his Vasudev expansion who goes to Jagannath Puri. Interesting. Let's look at some evidence about this. Who was it who took Krishna away from Vrindavan? Who took Krishna away? Akura. Okay. All right. So who took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu away from Mayapur? Can someone say? A difficult question. How did he leave Mayapur? I'll give you a hint. He didn't take a train. He took sannyas. Who gave him sannyas? Madhavendra Puri, wrong. Keshava Bharati. Okay, this is very good. Now we're moving along. Who is Keshava Bharati in Krishna Leela? Guru Ganadesh Deepika describes, Iti Keche Prabhasante Akrura Keshava Bharati. Akrura took Vasudev Krishna away from Vrindavan. And then the Nandan Krishna stayed in Vrindavan. And so that same Akura came as Keshava Bharati and took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu away. So it must have been just as Krishna stayed in Vrindavan and it was a Vasudev expansion who left Vrindavan, it must have been the same thing in Navadvip. Some of our friends speak like this. We're asking some difficult questions tonight. When Krishna went to Mathura, where did he stay? I'll give you a hint. He didn't stay in MVT. Where did he stay? I'll give you another hint. There was a girl with some chandan, some sandalwood paste, with a funny back. Kubja. Krishna stayed in the house of Kubja when he went to Mathura. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, where did he stay? First he went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. First he went to the Jagannath Mandir. He fainted, unconscious. And Sarvabhauma brought him to his house for about a week. But that's not where he stayed. That wasn't his main. Where did he mainly stay? The Gambira. Was it just called the Gambira? Whose house is it?
Kashi Mishra.
Kashi Mishra Bhavan. It's the house of Kashi Mishra. Who's Kashi Mishra? in Krishna Lila. The Gaura Ganadesh Deepika describes Maturayam Brayasit Sairindri Krishna Vallabha Sajanilachala Bhasa Kashi Misha Prabho Priyaha. Does anybody know who Sairindri is? Sairindri is another name for Kubja. Kashi Misha in Krishna Lila was Kubja. So, we can finish our class here then. Huh? We've answered our question. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never leaves Mayapur. When Krishna seems to leave Vrindavan, it's Akura who takes him away to Mathura. He stays there in the house of Kubja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu similarly never leaves Navadvip Mayapur. When he seems to leave, the same Akura comes as Keshava Bharati and takes him away to Jagannath Puri, where he stays in the same house of Kubja, who's now Kashi Misha. So, this is the answer to our question. Jagannath Puri is like Mathura. Or you may say like Dwarka. Is everybody satisfied with that? We can finish our class tonight and we can all go and take rest. Is anybody not satisfied? Raise your hand if you're not satisfied with that answer. Krishna Kun's not satisfied. Prabhuji's not. Everybody else? Mataji's satisfied. Okay. If anybody's satisfied, then you can go ahead and go. And anybody not satisfied will continue saying something. Okay? This is for people who are not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. There must be something more. I'll tell you why. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes, Loke nahi deke ache shastri nahi suni Hina bhava vyakta kori nyasa chuda mani bolo Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Loke nahi deki aichi, shastri nahi shuni. Kaviraj Goswami speaking this in Anchalila chapter 14 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he says there, he's speaking about Mahaprabhu's ecstasies in Jagannath Puri Dham. Loke nahi deki aichi. Shashi nahi shuni. No one has ever seen ecstasies like what he experienced in Jagannath Puri. Shashi nahi shuni. We've never heard any shastra speaking about such ecstasies. Hina bhava vyakta kori nyasi chudamani. That this crest jewel of sannyasis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, experienced in Jagannath Puri Dham. How many of you here, have any of you been to both Mayapur and Vrindavan? Raise your hand. Okay, most of you. How many stones did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melt in Mayapur? Can anyone say? Do you know? How many stones did he melt in Vrindavan? Not Krishna, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Does anyone know? Zero. How many stones did he melt in Jagannath Puri? I know of three. He melted three fingerprints in the Garuda Stambha while he was having darshan of Lord Jagannath. He melted his footprints in the stone where he was standing there. And for those of you who have been inside the Jagannath Mandir, you may have darshan of those footprints. They later moved them. And if you go to Brahmagiri Alarnath, you may see where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered dandavat pranams in front of the deity there of Alarnath Dev. And he was rolling back and forth. And as he was offering his pranams, he melted his body print in the stone. We've never heard of Mahaprabhu melting stone anywhere else. What is so special about Jagannath Puri Dham? And other ecstasies are there. We could speak about this for a long time. Many, many ecstasies that Mahaprabhu experienced in Jagannath Puri that we've never heard of anywhere else. During Rathiatra, water was coming out of his eyes like from a syringe. We never heard about that in Mayapur. We never heard about that in Vrindavan. Sometimes blood was oozing from his skin. Sometimes it looked like there was kadamba flowers, or like golf balls. under his skin. We've never heard about that in Mayapur or Vrindavan. Sometimes the joints of his body would become elongated, and his arms and legs would become very long. We've never heard of that in Mayapur or Vrindavan. And sometimes, on one occasion, Supa Damodar and Roy Ramananda and Govinda, they found Mahaprabhu lying on the ground in front of the Singhadwara gate of the Jagannath Mandir. And he looked like a big pumpkin. His arms and legs had shrunk inside of his body. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami calls it the Mahabhav Prakash, a form of great ecstasy. I've never heard. Has anyone here heard of ecstasies like this in South India or in Mayapur or Vrindavan, Prabhuji? Have you heard? I've never heard. How is it then? What was the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why did he come? Shiradaya pranaya mahima kiddi sovanaya iva swadyo yenad bhuta madhuri ma kiddi sova madhya sokyam chashya manana bhavada kiddi samdhati loba tabhaja bhavana sarvajigarva sindhu harindu. He came for three reasons. He wanted to know what is a pranaya mahima of Radhika's love. What is the glory of her love? There's a special reason why Kaviraj Goswami uses the word pranaya. That's another 2-hour long class. We won't get into that. But it's very interesting. He wanted to know, sakyam choshanamadmanar, what is the happiness that she got? And what is it that she sees in him? He wanted to understand the mood of Radha. That was his purpose. And another interesting point. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that his three desires were fulfilled not in Mayapur and not in Vrindavan. They were fulfilled in Jagannath Puri. How is it possible? What is the mood of Radharani toward the Dham? In the Garga Sanhita, Radharani, she once told Krishna, Yatra Vrindavanam nasti, yatra no govardhan nasti, yatra no jamananadi tatame namana sukha. She said, and mark this please, I have no manasukh, no happiness, with three things, mark that, three things are not found, the Vrindavan forest, Govardhan hill, and the Jamuna river. For Radharani to have happiness, those three things have to be present. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And he's come to taste the happiness of Radharani. So how can he taste that happiness in Jagannath Puri? Do you find a Vrindavan forest or a Jamuna river in Durban? Will we expect to see Radharani wandering around the downtown Durban and the shopping malls? No. Will we expect to find her in London or New York? No. We expect to see Radharani in Vrindavan. So why didn't Mahaprabhu stay in Vrindavan? I have an even tougher question for you. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, some people say, they point out that Ayendra Prabhu pointed this out to me once because he's a bridge bossy. He said, yes, but as soon as Mahaprabhu left Vrindavan, left Jagannath Puri to go to Vrindavan, his ecstasy increased 100 times, says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when he arrived in Mathura, his ecstasy increased 1,000 times more. And when he arrived in Vrindavan, it increased 100,000 times yet more. Okay. Where did he stay in Vrindavan? Does anyone know? I'll give you a hint. The place where he stayed is the favorite place of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. It's on the Jamuna River. That place is called Imli Tal. Does anyone know the history of Imli Tal? Have anyone been to Imli Tal? Raise your hand. Just a few devotees. Very interesting history to Imli Tal. It dates back to Krishna Leela. Once Krishna was doing Ras Leela with Srimati Radharani and the gopis at Vamsivat. And Radhika became a little sulky. Actually, the cause of her sulkiness is connected with Jagannath Puri. But I don't think we'll have time to explain that tonight. That's another very big subject. But just, you should know there's a lot of things about this topic. Radharani left the Rasalila. Radharani, one of her names is Rasa Biharani. She's the heroine of the Rasalila. If there's no Radharani, there's no Rasalila. Krishna became very dejected and sad. And so he left the Rasalila and went looking for Radharani. And that same Krishna, who's Atmaram, self-satisfied, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha, who's the Lord of all lords, is full of all eternity, knowledge, and bliss, that same Supreme Personality of Godhead began crying for his devotee, for Radharani. He couldn't find her. And he began chanting her name, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And he sat down underneath a tamarind tree, Imli tall. And an amazing thing happened to him. He was thinking so deeply about Radharani, his complexion changed. Shamasundar became Gaurasundar, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. He had a golden complexion because he was thinking about Radharani. The same Krishna came 500 years ago as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he went to the same place. Only now he's in the mood of Radha. Radharani, she's not chanting Radhe, Radhe. Some devotees think, oh, that's very rustic, we'll chant Radhe, Radhe. That's okay. I'm not so impressed. I like chanting Krishna, Krishna. If you chant Radhe, Radhe, do you know what will happen? Brahmavivarta Purana says Krishna will personally come running. We have a better program. We chant Krishna, Krishna, and somebody else comes running. Srimati Radharani comes running. Because this is the bhajan of Radharani. She's chanting Krishna's name. She's not chanting her name. If the gopis start chanting her name, she'll say, what are you doing? Making all this noise? Stop that. She wants to hear the name of Krishna. So now Krishna's come as Mahaprabhu, but he's in the mood of Radharani. Okay? So he went to the same tree, he sat down under it, and this time he's not chanting Radhe, Radhe, he's chanting Krishna, Krishna. And he was crying. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. Mahaprabhu has the same complexion as Radharani. But now, when he started meditating so much on Krishna, something happened. Gaurasundar became Shamasundar. His Gauravarna, his golden complexion disappeared. And a blackish complexion came. And then he thought, this is very bad. I came here to Vrindavan to taste the mood of Radharani. And especially, he came to taste the mood of Radha in separation, because that was the height of her ecstasy. That is expressed in the Brahmara Gita that Srimati Radharani spoke at Uddhava Keri near to Nandagaon. That's another topic. So he thought, I came here to taste Radha Bhav, but now Radharani's complexion's gone. I've become Shamasundar. The next thing, my Vansi will come, and then Shikipicha, peacock feather, will come. This is why traditionally Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't put a peacock feather on the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They don't do. I wrote an article recently about this in Hindi, and it was translated into Hindi, and we wrote a much longer article in English explaining why traditionally we don't do that. Because when you don't put a peacock feather on his head, he's in the mood of Radha, and he gives more mercy. You put a peacock feather on his head, he's, oh yeah, I'm Krishna, I forgot. And then he's not Mahavadanyaya Avatar anymore. Because he's Mahavadanyaya Avatar because he's in the mood of Radharani. And Radharani is a personified Kripa Shakti, or mercy potency of the Lord. It's another big subject matter. So he thought to himself, this is very bad. I came here to taste Radha Bhav. I came to Vrindavan to experience the happiness of Radharani in separation. But I can't do it because Vrindavan is the place of Milan, the place of union. When I come here, my bluish blackish complexion returns, and my flute comes and the peacock feather, and I can't taste separation. So he had a dilemma. He had to go to some place which is two opposites in one place. It had to be Vrindavan. Because Radharani, she has no happiness outside of Vrindavan. So he has to be in Vrindavan, but he can't be in Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is a place of union. So I told Ayendra Prabhu, yes, his ecstasy increased 100 times, 1,000 times, and 100,000 times, and then he left Vrindavan. And Kaviraj Goswami says he went to Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, his ecstasy there at that time was even greater. And we've never heard of such ecstasy as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had there. So what is Jagannath Puri, Dham? It's a very big subject matter. If you want to go on a road trip, if you decide you want to go with some friends to America, it's a very big country, and you want to drive all over, you're going to need a road map. Otherwise, you'll very likely get lost. So if we want to understand these different abodes of the Lord, we also need a road map. Srila Sanatana Goswami has given us such a road map in the form of his book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, for those of you who don't know, you should read it if you haven't. Such a nice book, very important book. It tells the story of Gopakumar and how Gopakumar is going from one place to another place to another place, trying to, as Mick Jagger said, get some satisfaction. And he couldn't find any in Vaikuntha. He couldn't find it in Indraloka and Maharloka and Tapaloka and Janaloka and Shivaloka or Vaikuntha or Ayodhya. Finally, he went to Dwarka. And when he was in Dwarka, each place that he'd gone to, Narad Muni was coming to him and telling him, actually, this isn't the best place, there's another better place. Really, why didn't you tell me before? Well, you weren't really ready for it yet. So Narad Muni suddenly kind of appeared in a dark alley. Maybe sometimes you go to a big city, you see somebody in a dark alley. Hey, come here. I want to buy a wristwatch. He opens up his shirt and he's got 50 wristwatches and some cell phones there. Narad Muni did something like that. Hey, Gopakumar, come here. Kintu padesham hitam ekam etam matashri nushri purushottam apyam. Ketram tadatapi vidatya bhure puvam tvaya yad bhuvi dristamasti. He said, you're not going to be happy here either. In Dwarka. There's a better place. It's not far from here. It's different than Dwarka. That's a very interesting thing. Kintupadesham hitam ekam etam. Hear this one instruction from me. This place is called Purushottam Akyam. It's Purushottam Ketra. You should go there. And what is the nature of that place? Tasmin Subhadra Balaram Samyutas Tamvaivinodham Purushottam Obhajat. Start counting. Chakre Sugobardana Brinda Katavi Kalinda Jatira Bhuvi Swayamayam. He said, there in that place, in Jagannath Puri Dham, you'll find Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And you'll also find three things. The Vrindavan Forest, Govardhan Hill, and the Jamuna River. This is the teaching of Sanatana Goswami. Srila Prabhupada, in one purport, he says that Navadweep Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, and Vrindavan Dham are considered to be identical. In the Vaishnava Tantra, it's described, Mathura Dwaraka Lila Yakaroti Chagokule Nilachala Stita Krishna Staiva Rachati Prabhu. Whatever pastimes Krishna performs in Brajbhumi Vrindavan as Purnatama Krishna, as Purnatara Krishna in Mathura, or as Purna Krishna in Dwarka, all those pastimes also take place in Jagannath Puri Dham. The Purusha Bodhani Shruti of the Atharva Veda describes Yata Bhargavi Jamuna Gobardhana Ratna Samasana Bhimala Sadosa Chandika Sadosa Gopyaha. The Bhargavi River going around the outside of Jagannath Puri Dham is non-different from the Jamuna. And the Ratna Samasana that Lord Jagannath sits on, it's said that there's over 1 million Shalagram Shilas comprising that asan that Jagannath's sitting on. That's not different from Govardhan Hill. And Chatak Parvat, Mahaprabhu saw, also is not different from Govardhan Hill. So then some of you may say, that's okay, but where are the gopis? We want gopis. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada once told the devotees and BTG, the BTG editors, they asked, they said, Prabhupada, should we put pastimes of Radha and Krishna in BTG? And Prabhupada said, you don't put so many elevated things. And then Prabhupada paused for a moment, and he said, but don't boycott the gopis. Mm-hmm. We don't want to boycott the gopis. We want gopis. Mm-hmm. So if Jagannath Puri Dham is like Vrindavan, then where are the gopis? Bimala sadosa chandika sadosa gopyaha. In Jagannath Puri, there are 16 chandis headed by goddess Bimala Devi, and according to Purusha Bodhani Shruti of the Atharva Veda, those 16 chandis are non-different from the 16 gopis of Braj. Who are the 16 gopis of Braj? The Astasakis and the Astamanjaris. The eight principal gopis and the eight principal manjaris. They've all appeared in Jagannath Puri Dham. So then, what's the difference between Jagannath Puri Dham and Vrindavan and Mayapur? Sachi Mata, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking her where he should go, she told him, Nila Chala Nabi Dvipi Jai Dvigar, that these two places are two rooms in the same house, Jagannath Puri Dham and Mayapur Dham. They're two rooms in the same house. Navadvipa Dham is not different from Vrindavan. So these are three rooms in the same house. As Srila Prabhupada says in his purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, these three places are identical. Just like you have a house you live in, Prabhuji, or a flat. You have a house you live in, yes? And so in your house you have a kitchen, yes? You have a bathroom, you have a living room. So do you do the same thing in your kitchen that you do in your bathroom? Very good. If you said yes, I wouldn't go to eat at your house. It's the same house, but your rooms serve different purposes. So these three places, Vrindavan Dham, Mayapur Dham, and Jagannath Puri Dham, are three different places, three rooms in the same house. But each of these rooms fulfills a little different purpose. And we said in the beginning, Vrindavan Dham is Madhurja Moya Dham. It's a place of great sweetness. And Mayapur Dham is Udurja Maya Dham. It's a place of great mercy, great munificence. So then what is Jagannath Puri Dham? And Jagannath Puri Dham is described by Sanatana Goswami, again in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He says, Shri Krishna Devasya Sada Priyam Tat Ketram Yatashi Matura Tataiva Tat Paramaishvarya Bara Prakasha Lukanusari Vyavahara Ramyam. He says that this place is very dear to Krishna, just in the same way that Braj Bhumi, that Vrindavan is very dear to Krishna. He says, but this place, Tat Paramaishvarya Bara Prakasha, here in this place is great opulence manifested. It's not the Jagannath Mandir, it's the Sri Mandir. That's the name of his temple. Where he's being worshipped by goddess Lakshmi Devi in such amazing opulence. His opulence is far greater in some ways than it is in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the opulence is greater, but it's a sweet kind of opulence. But in Dwarka, in Vaikuntha, there's another kind of opulence, Aishvarya. It said, Aishvarya Priti Sankuchita. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami states that Aishvarya, or opulence, makes love shrunken. If you see little baby Krishna, just born from the womb of Mother Yashoda, he's so sweet and cute, you might cry, you might feel very happy. But if you see Krishna's universal form, devouring all the planets and the demons and demigods, you might feel very afraid, as Arjuna did. And he offered obeisances and begged forgiveness. So there's a difference between the Lord's sweet feature and the Lord's opulent feature. So in Jagannath Puri, there's three things. In Vrindavan, in Mayapur, there's one thing. Madhurja Moya Dham is Vrindavan, the place of sweetness. Jagannath Puri Dham is Udurja Maya Dham, the place of munificence, kindness. Jagannath Puri Dham has three things. There's Bara Prakasha, great manifestation of Paramaishvarya, great opulence. But at the same time, is also great munificence. And Jagannath's known as Patit Pavan. And Mahaprabhu is Patit Pavan. He's very, very kind. Haridas Thakur and Harinam Chintamani, he prays, Amita Adama Tumi Adama Tarana Umhaye Sambanda E Patita Pavana He Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Ram Ram. He says, Amita Adama, I'm fallen. That's who I am. To me, Adamatarana, I know who you are. You're the deliverer of the fallen. Ubaye Sambandae, this is our connection. O Patita Pavan. So Jagannath Puri Dham is also a place of Adorja Maya Leela, great mercy. But there's a third thing there also. In the Gambira, with Surup Damodar and Roy Ramananda, who are actually Lalita and Vishaka Sakhi. And they're singing songs of Gita Govinda and Chandidas to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he's relishing the mood of Radharani in a very secluded place. There's also great sweetness there. Lokanusari Vyavahara Ramyam. Sanatana Goswami uses this word, Ramyam, means very delightful, very, very sweet pastimes are also there. But that Aishvarya, that opulence, hides away that sweetness. It's not seen by everybody. But the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they see it. Surup Damodar, Roy Ramananda, Raghunath Das Goswami, they see that thing. The followers of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and Srila Prabhupada, they see that thing. Jagannath Puri Dham is a place of contradictions. For some people, it's like Vaikuntha. For some people, it's like Dwarka. For some people, it's like Ayodhya, and they think of Lord Jagannath as Ramachandra. And they're all correct, because it's Das Avatar Ketra. It's a place of 10 incarnations. And Jayrupa Chinte Dasi Sehi Rupa Hoy. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, however, the devotee sees the Lord manifests himself accordingly. And that's certainly true in Jagannath Puri Dham. Skanda Purana describes a similar thing, that all different pastimes are found in that place. It's a place of great contradictions. It's a place of union. It's a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is having union, meeting with Krishna in the form of Jagannath. But it's also a place of separation. It's Vrindavan. The Bhargavi River is a Jamuna. Chetak Parvak is Govardhan Hill in the forest there, the Vrindavan forest. It's Vrindavan, but it's not Vrindavan. Vrindavan's in UP. Jagannath Puri is in Orissa. It's a long ways away. So it's a place of crying in separation from Vrindavan. It's a place of two opposites in one container. It's Vrindavan, but not Vrindavan. It's a place of union, and it's a place of separation. And therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has described Jagannath Puri Dham as Vipralamba Ketra, or the place of separation. And Srila Jiva Goswami in Priti Sandarbha, he describes that the word Vipralamba means Vipra Alamba. It means to attain something from a distance. Srila Prabhupada describes in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, he says that this Vipralamba means external separation but internal union. I won't go in this direction now. But if you analyze the mood of the gopis, you speak about Sneha Man, Pranaya Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Ruda Mahabhav, Adi Ruda Mahabhav, Modanaki Mahabhav, and Madanaki Mahabhav. This Madanaki Mahabhav is the last limit of ecstasy of the gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani. And in this Madanaki Mahabhav, there are two things, both union and separation. And this is the mood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing in Jagannath Puri. And therefore, his ecstasies there have never been seen in any other place. I don't know if you can digest all this. Some of you may have a little bit of a stomach ache. I told you, usually we take a week to try to get to this point, and we can spoon feed you little by little so you can digest. It's a very, very mysterious, amazing place, Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. I hope that maybe someday all of you can come there and we'll get some good fortune to take you on some adventure and we can go and visit some of these different places. And we can try to enter very deeply into that Dham, not through our eyes or through our feet, but through our ears, by hearing some of the mysteries about Jagannath Puri Dham. We've tried to say a few of these things this evening. Please forgive me. I don't know how to express this very nicely. It's a very deep subject matter. Shri Vipalamba Keta Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bho, Vamsa Kalpadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bheva Cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So it's a little late. If you need to go home, please do so. I don't want to make you disappointed and cause you some trouble. But if anybody has any questions or anything, you can go ahead. We can try to answer them. We'll be speaking more about Jagannath and Jagannath Puri in New Jagannath Puri Dham. The next few days, I think, we'll be speaking about that. And if anybody has any further questions, because these kind of things you need to digest a little bit. You need to think about it. I remember Krishna Kun, she started hearing these things about 7-8 years ago. And she told me it took her about 3 or 4 years before she could really start understanding it. It takes some time. It's a very, very deep subject matter. Okay? So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. I have one thing. I wanted to give everyone some Jagannath Prasad. I have something special. I can't give you this. I won't give you this. You see this? One of the Mahants in Puri gave me this. And he told me, he said, Madhavananda, he said, nobody gets this. He said, none of the pandas get this. No one gets this. He said, this is a complete piece of rope that was used to tie Jagannath to the cart in Puri. And he said, I gave part of this to Jan Chandramaraj, the Mahant, at the Gambira, and I wanted to give the other part to you. So if anybody wants to, you come forward here. We can touch this to your head. We have some Jagannath Prasad. Chi Jagannath Balade Srimati Subhadramai Ju Ki.
Jai.
Anyway.